This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. The White House has announced President Biden will host Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta for a meeting in Washington on Thursday as the White House weighs sanctions against parties to the conflict in a northern region of the neighboring East African country of Ethiopia. The meeting at the White House will mark Mr. Biden's first as president with an African leader. In a statement, White House spokesperson Jen Psaki said the two would discuss, quote, efforts to defend democracy and human rights, advance peace and security, accelerate economic growth, and tackle climate change. Kenya holds the rotating presidency of the UN Security Council this month. The United States and Kenya have long cooperated on economic and security initiatives, including counterterrorism. The White House says it's providing an additional $26 million to Ethiopia to help with the humanitarian crisis caused by that armed conflict in the north. It's created near famine-like conditions. And I should have said the Secretary of State has made that announcement. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said in a statement Wednesday, the assistance will help humanitarian agencies to assist some 6 to 7 million people in need, including some of the 900,000 who face famine-like conditions and more than 48,000 who fled from northern Ethiopia to Sudan. Blinken warned that without a political solution in Ethiopia, the humanitarian problems will continue to worsen. The Ethiopian federal government has been engaged in an armed conflict with forces of the Tigray People's Liberation Front for nearly a year. More on that story at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The House committee investigating the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol building has issued a subpoena to a former Justice Department lawyer, Jeffrey Clark, who positioned himself as an ally of Donald Trump and aided the Republican president's efforts to challenge the results of the 2020 election. The subpoena to Jeffrey Clark comes amid signs of a rapidly escalating congressional inquiry. At least three of the officials who were involved in organizing the rally that preceded the riot have handed over documents in response to subpoenas from the committee. The committee has scheduled a deposition for October 29th and demanded documents by the same date. A lawyer for Clark declined to comment. The White House COVID response team reported Wednesday that vaccination rates in the United States have risen by 20% after private businesses, healthcare systems, social institutions, and state and local governments adopted COVID-19 vaccine requirements directed by the Biden administration. During virtual briefing on Wednesday, White House COVID-19 response coordinator Jeff Zients said 77% of eligible U.S. residents have now received at least one vaccination. Also at the briefing, U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Director Dr. Rachel Walensky said the seven-day average of daily COVID-19 cases fell 12% from last week, and that the seven-day average of daily deaths was down by 5%. The Syrian Defense Ministry says one Syrian soldier was killed and three others were wounded in an Israeli air attack on the Syrian province of Homs on Wednesday evening. In a short statement on its Facebook page, the ministry said the attack targeted a communications tower and caused some material losses. The incident came days after Syrian state media reported that Syrian air defenses intercepted an Israeli missile attack above the Homs countryside, wounding six Syrian soldiers. And Canadian actor William Shatner, who's 90 years old, and three other people flew to space on Wednesday aboard the second passenger flight operated by Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin Space Tourism Company. The fully automated flight lasted around 10 minutes and took the all-civilian crew about 100 kilometers above the Earth, where the planet appears as a big blue ball. The trip made Shatner the oldest person to go into space. He's famous for his role as Captain Kirk in television and movie editions of Star Trek. He called the experience moving and unbelievable. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton, VOA News.